Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Track O'Brien on. This week we're getting festive and looking at a long-running debate: which is better for the environment, the real or the fake Christmas tree? The use of a real tree obviously involves the cutting down of trees, while the fake tree usually can't be recycled. So which do you think is the greener tree with the lower carbon footprint?
I would say the fake tree, if you're reusing it every year.
Real Christmas tree. No. Yes. Yes, a real Christmas tree.
I don't know. This one I've actually been curious about. Wouldn't a real one?
A real tree probably would be lower.
A real tree.
Fake tree.
I think a fake tree. Oh no, sorry. No, I won't change that. No, the plastic. No, that's a difficult question. I'm going to say a cut down tree.
I would think a real tree, but that's also because I use real trees and I like real trees.
A fake one.
If you have a fake tree, depends on what the fake tree is made of. Like, we have a fake tree at home and it's made of wood and it's used every year, but plastics, it's debatable. If it lasts for 20 years, that might be.
Well, it depends on how long you use the fake one for. If you use the fake one for long enough, it might even have a lower carbon footprint.
Probably the fake tree.
A real Christmas tree if you replant it.
I would say the second, the one in the attic that you use every year, as we've been doing.
If you reuse it every single year for like years and years, I'd say the real tree would have a bigger carbon footprint.
I know, I think that's a trick question, is it?
We're probably leaning towards the real tree after that, though it is close enough. So which do the sustainability experts think has the lower carbon footprint?
I mean, I'm going to go for the real tree, just because it's natural.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'd actually probably go for a fake Christmas tree.
I probably think the answer is probably to have a fake tree, because it means you can reuse it over and over and over again. Yeah. But to me, the concept of a fake tree is alien, so I would rather have a real tree.
Oh, now, I don't know the answer to this, but when years ago I bought a fake Christmas tree, I was balancing the two up, and for various reasons I went with the fake Christmas tree, but I will keep that to the end of my days, and hopefully that will mean less carbon footprint by the end of its lifetime with me.
I reckon it is the real Christmas tree.
I think on the average of the how long a fake tree is kept for, it probably is a real tree, depending on like where you get it from and like what you do with it after you use it for that year. Because I know that you can like repot it. Now, saying that, we had a Christmas tree at home that was an artificial tree, and I think we've had it for over 20 years. So again, it kind of depends on, you know, how you use the tree, I think, to a certain extent as well.
The carbon emissions of producing and transporting a fake tree, most of which come from China, will comfortably outweigh their genuine alternative. Real trees help fight climate change. And even though your Christmas tree is cut down, you're actually supporting forests. Buying real trees will help keep tree farms in business and in turn keep their lands covered in the healthy forest habitat that wildlife depends on to survive. And what's more, once all the festivities are done, these trees can be recycled and given a second life. There are also options around the country to have your tree replanted. To learn a bit more about that, I spoke to sustainability expert Evelyn Fitzpatrick.
So there's a few places around Ireland, I think specifically in Cork, are really good for it, for replanting Christmas trees. So they will rent a tree, you'll get your Christmas tree in December, bring it home, and it'll be in a pot, and they'll take it back off you in the new year and replant the tree.
Oh, wow.
And then with some of those, you're able to use the same tree year after year. They'll mark the tree which one is yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you get the exact same tree.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really
That's
clever.
Fascinating, yeah.
But there's garden centres now that are using, that are potting up real trees. And then you'll be able to keep them. So have it inside for December and then put it back outside in January. And then just bring it back in again each year.
Wow.
Until obviously at some point it's going to get too big.
The house gets too small for it,
yes.
Yeah.
And then you have to start again with another real tree.
And if you are buying a real tree, I presume, you know, you can check with whatever supplier that there is trees being replanted. If
Absolutely.
It's not a case of being potted.
Yeah, very important to check that they're being replanted.
So there you go. If you're considering which tree to buy this year, choose a real option and get yourself on the nice list.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television license fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.